You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10.
Hi guys, this is Jenny. 欢迎大家又回到开言英语，带给你的潘姬 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说啊，我想很多的朋友学英语，就是可能你身边有很多外国同事或者外国朋友出国旅游的时候呢，当然也有很多外国人你要跟他们交流哈。
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about the term, and we've talked about this before, 老外。
Foreigners.
Yeah.
对。
Oh, those foreigners.
因为我们前段时间就做过一期，就是说我们中国朋友常常犯的英语错误，其中一个就是 foreigner 这个词的使用，是吧？当时就讲了一点，然后后来有很多朋友问我们说，那应该到底怎么叫啊？然后为什么 foreigner 这到底有什么不好？为什么不要说？那今天呢，我们就用一集节目的时间跟大家来好好的谈谈这个话题。
好，
那大家可以到我们的微信公众号啊，我们公众号里呢每一次的节目除了有我们的音频，然后呢还有很详细的这个文字和翻译来方便大家的学习。那我们的公众号就叫做开言英语，开放的开，
语言的
言。对，好，那我觉得在说 foreigner 这个词之前啊，还有怎么更好的来表达这个概念，我觉得可以讲讲老外这个称呼。
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about 老外。So it's, I don't know, I mean, I think for Chinese people, it's not really a bad term, obviously.
对，就是很多人在生活里面还是说老外，比如有些人会说啊，你老公是老外什么的。然后，对，但是其实对很多外国朋友来说是不太喜欢这个叫法，是吧？
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care personally because I feel like I get it, but it, I can also see where people feel like it's kind of alienating.
Oh, alienating, 就是 alien, 外星人的词是吧？
Yeah.
Alienating 的意思就是
it's kind of like separating. You feel like it's an us and them.
Us and them kind of 比较有点排外，排斥啊。
是。
对，所以我觉得老外呢，就是有一些外国人会说 they feel a little offended or they feel like it's a derogatory term. Derogatory 的意思就是稍微有点歧视的，是吧？
Derogatory, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you say something that is derogatory, it comes from like 歧视 but it's just a yeah it's just kind of like demeaning
a demeaning 就是不太尊重别人
反正是对是有一点侮辱人的
but 当然我觉得很多中国朋友说老外的时候完全没有这个 完全没有这个意图
so what I think that actually a lot of 老外 just don't understand what 老外 actually really means
对因为我们会觉得老外就是很亲近的 you know, it's like a very endearing term.
Yeah.
但就像 Spencer 说，可能有些外国人 they don't get the nuance.
Yeah.
所以 if you want to be safe, I think it's best to maybe stay away from that term.
Or maybe they should just learn what 老外 really means.
对，我们也要科普他说没有没有叫你老外是把你当一家人啊。好，那我们接下来再来讲讲 foreigner 这个词啊。
好，外国人。
哎，那 foreigner 好了，不叫老外，那我们就说 OK, foreigner, my husband, 你老公是个 foreigner, 或者我有很多朋友都是 foreigner, 这样用情吗？
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's really more that we don't, 比如说在美国，因为我们是移民国家，我们不太会强调。Like, we won't really emphasize that, Tasha foreigner, Tasha foreigner, Tasha foreigner, you know.
I think it's back to the same idea of us and them,
yeah.
Like alienating, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to be singling people out. 对，就是 foreigner 其实和我们前面说到老外那个就可能有点排外啊，有点像把这个是本国的我们，这是外国的外国人。
Yeah, I think a lot of 外国人他们怎么看的就是无论我是外国人还是中国人，我还是一个人，就是跟你一样啊。所以你不要强调，你不要老是总是强调我是什么来自哪里哪里哪里。You know, it's this kind of yeah us and them.
Us and them 啊，就比较对立的是吧？或者阻隔开来的。那我觉得最有用的还是教大家一下怎么 是恰当的来称呼外国朋友好了。
OK. Hey, friend.
对，就最好。Hey, friend. 朋友。Hey, bro.
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, I mean, you know, hey, bro, hey, bud, hey, girl, hey.
没有，但我觉得我们也不会看到一个外国朋友就直接叫他Good morning, foreigner. Come on. 我讲的更多的就是比如如果我要说
老外好老外好
如果我要说我先生是外国人或者我跟一个外国人结婚可能 just be specific about the country.
Yeah, that's a little better. Instead of just saying, oh, you know, he's from outside. Say where he's from.
My husband is Canadian.
所以啊，对，他来自加拿大的，就是说 you know, he's Canadian.
Jenny's husband is Canadian.
Yeah.
如果不知道国家的话 her husband is not Chinese. 没有没有，但也有很多朋友会说啊，很喜欢开言英语，因为都是外国主播。那这个时候比较好的就是 don't say they have a lot of foreign hosts 啊，就可以说开言英语。我是通常要回到你说 be specific， 我会说we have a lot of North American hosts。对，就是我们有很多北美的主播，也不能只说 American， 因为还是这么多都是 Canadian。
或者也可以说 like Western hosts，
西方的 Western 也可以
yeah,
是吧
It's just more important to be a bit more specific with where the person's from.
具体一点是吧
Yeah.
Don't just lump them together and say foreign hosts. Spencer is American. Adam is Canadian.
That's right.
好，那问你，像我们之前 Diana, 美籍华人，当然我们中国人看都很亲切的，就觉得他是中国人嘛。像美籍华人这种用英语怎么说？
ABC.
ABC, 其实除了 ABC 更加 proper 的一个更好的一个说法是
like Chinese American or maybe like Asian American.
Chinese American. 这个 Chinese 讲的呢就是他的血统是 Chinese, 但是他是美国出生美国长大所以他是一个 American, 是吧然后像美国黑人通常会叫他们当然除了有时候会听到 Black American.
Yeah.
Right, or African American.
Yeah, you say African American more often.
非洲裔美国人。
Exactly.
好，那前面我说我们主播很多是外国人啊，那我应该说他们是 Western or North American. 如果我的一大堆朋友呢， instead of saying, you know, I have a lot of foreign friends.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could just say I have friends from all over the world.
Oh, that does sound a lot better. 就是我有很多来自世界各地的朋友。
That's right. So you'll never be lonely no matter where you are.
是 So I have many friends from all over the world. 世界各国世界各地的。好了那除了刚刚教大家的这些呢大家也可以用接下来我们要教你的这两个词特别是在一些比较正式比较 formal 的这个场景里面
So like international?
第一个词呢就是国际的 international
So some examples may include international staff
就是比如一个公司它有很多外国的员工来自各国各地的是吧
没错还有什么 international students
一个大学有很多外国学生留学生
that they do and how about international residents
比如像上海就有很多外国人在上海居住对吧 they reside in Shanghai so they're international residents
you know it's actually really funny I had to go through CanadaWhen I was like switching airplanes and I had to go through customs really quickly and I had to fill out a piece of paper and it says where are you a resident of I'm like oh well 我护照是美国的所以 I wrote America but then he's like you're going to China and you work in China and he's like you should have wrote you're a resident of China and I thought really I'm a resident of China I didn't
we adopt you 太好了你是 resident of China 中国居民 yeah where you reside
是
好那除了 international 呢我觉得现在好像越来越多的会出现另外一个词就是 diverse
yeah so it's kind of like 多元素的
多元化的
right okay
是吧想要好像更加 PC 更加安全一点啊有一个公司现在越来越多他会很自豪的说 We have a very diverse workforce
Okay, yeah, so you have a workforce You have workers from all over the place.
对，就是我们有很多元化的员工组成，是吧？或者你可以说 it's a very diverse team. It's a very diverse company.
A very diverse city.
啊，很多元化的城市，像上海、北京，对吧？或者前面讲到 international students, 那一个学校也可以说
like a diverse student body or diverse campus.
对 diverse campus 是吧校园很多元化或者其实 we're all talking about racial diversity really 所以 diversity 就是 diverse 的名词啊那么种族就是种族的就是 racial 是吧
that's right
好那最后呢我也想回到 foreign 啊那 foreign 这个词到底在什么地方会用呢我想到的一个是可能IR, International Relations,
国际关系
的领域还是会说比如 Foreign Relations or Foreign Affairs.
Yeah, Foreign Affairs, yeah.
国外事务是吧跟其他国家的一些事务。然后另外一个我觉得 Foreign 会用的就是a very foreign idea or a very foreign concept.
Okay, well, that's kind of like something 你不是完全懂的 It's like you don't really get it. It's kind of outside your 领域 your realm, right?
Exactly, 就是 when you're using foreign to describe an idea or a concept, you're not necessarily talking about 这不是你国家，是一个外国的 idea. 就是说这个东西你不了解。
Exactly.
Foreign idea 就是 I've never heard of it before. I've never thought about it before.
No, that's right.
The idea sounds very foreign to me. 好，那我们今天讲了这个，希望大家在自己的生活、工作、社交里面可以用到。Instead of always saying foreigner or 老外 maybe you can be more specific. You can be a little more sensitive.
And people actually like it when you, for example, people like it if you know a bit about where they're from.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, especially if they're from a country most people have never heard of.And you actually know about their country, they feel like, oh, wow, you know, somebody knows me and they care. So, yeah, it's good if you just say what country they're from.
那我自己也特别爱做这类型的主题啊，就除了教语言以外，我们还可以一起探索后面有意思的文化。好，那除了潘吉杰尼告诉你这个中英文双语的节目是这样呢，我们所有的开言课程其实也是这样，因为我想我们的North American hosts, 不是 foreign hosts, 他们其实在写课和主持的时候很自然而然的就融入了自己的想法。在讲语言的时候呢他就会分享当中和背后一些文化和社会的故事。好那感谢大家的支持也希望大家到我们的微信公众号来看一下我们精心为你准备的这些英语学习内容包括在公众号的菜单里呢还有我们会员课程的免费试用链接希望大家都去试一试我想会是一个很好的学习体验然后呢我们也为大家提供了非常优惠的一个会员升级价学习一年只要629你每天都可以收到我们为你准备的新课
Nice
Thank you for listening and we'll be back next time 再见
Yeah bye guys Don't go look at me with that look in your eyes